Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim and Nobby.
Nobby, were you ever a fan of this? Have a listen to this theme tune, see if it brings you back. Now, there is the Sci-Fi Channel. This is still playing on the Sci-Fi Channel, along with Star Trek, The Next Generation, all that, if you want to get banged into it.
I have to say, the theme is maybe a bit familiar, but I didn't watch it.
But the theme tune makes it sound like it's some kind of sitcom.
Yeah, this was an American wholesome family.
I wasn't a massive fan, but I did watch a good few episodes of it. So basically, this fella could travel through different times and dimensions, and he would land in people's bodies and
help.
They're
bringing it back, Jim.
There's a reboot. There's significant conversations underway for a Quantum Leap reboot. It was a good show. So it was him. I can't remember the names of them, but there was him and there's another guy in a hat. And the guy in the hat would tell him what he had to do. Hey, he'd be smoking this guy. You need this kid.
See, a little fella.
No.
Okay.
He was good. Well, he wasn't a huge fella, but...
Right.
Anyway, fans of it who go to those conventions and have the t-shirts and...
Yeah. Tattoos.
Their own blogs and everything. They're very excited. So if you're into it, it's coming back. If you've never seen it, it's actually a very good idea for a show.
You might see Zoe Kravitz everywhere today because she's in a bikini for... Well, just because... But she's also going to be in Batman, which is kind of starting to ramp up now.
That's
every day
was,
you're getting
yeah.
a little Batman story, a little sneaky bit here, sneaky bit there.
Is she Catwoman?
She will be Catwoman, yeah.
I remember seeing her dad, Lenny, chatting about when she was 15 and she'd come down to go out with her mates and he'd go, where are you going? You're not going out dressed like that. She goes, have you seen what you wear on stage? You wear leather trousers with no underpants. Do you remember Lenny fell out of his leather pants?
Yes. Little Lenny did, yeah. Well, she said, she's been Instagramming and saying, being uncomfortable with the human body is brainwashing. It's just a body. We all got him.
Yes.
Seems quite normal.
Oh, well, you'd be very comfortable. She's very beautiful, so.
It's easy to say when you look lovely in your body yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Ariana Grande's The Voice co-stars poke fun at her during her debut. So this is Kelly Clarkson, John Legend and Blake Shelton. They're having a bit of banter.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's going to make them sound very bad.
No, it'll be all nice, I'd say.
Today is my first day as a coach on The Voice, and I am really excited. I wasn't expecting it to be this cutthroat. I need to fight harder. I'm being too nice.
I think my ears are better than my voice.
This is my first season, and I'd like to think that I'm here to win.
Give me some tips.
Wow, yeah.
He leads by example.
Yeah. Talk over people. That's what Kelly does.
Now you're going to win The Voice. Welcome to team.
She's warming up, folks.
This is God. You should pick Kelly.
God is a woman, I've heard.
See, I told y'all. You believe God
is a woman. Is that why she did
Thank
that
you.
Song?
Next.
Thank you, next.
Oh. Thank you, next.
All right, so it was before and after. Yeah, I get you. I thought, did she remember that audition and then thought, I'm going to do a song with that? Well, wow. And sad news this morning that Willie Garson, who was one of the main characters in Sex and the City, passed away far too young. Was it 57?
57 is all he was, yeah.
Some tributes this morning. He created one of the most beloved characters from the HBO network and was a member of our family for nearly 25 years. We're deeply saddened to learn of his passing and extend our sincere condolences to his family.
Yeah, shocking news if you're a massive fan of that show. And he was in loads of other things, of course, as well, but he was most famous for that.
Yes, he was. obviously. So that is people waking up to that news this morning for Sex and the City fans, which we know a lot of you are.
And Liam Gallagher had to cancel his gig in the north because he fell out of his helicopter.
Is he all right?
He smashed his face up. Did you see his picture?
I thought he got his nose all done up.
Yeah, he said, I fell out of my helicopter. How rock and roll am I?
It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
So is that why?
I don't know. He must be getting out before somebody told him.
He's kicking the arse off 50 now. Must have got a helicopter for his... helicopters, it never ends well.
He choppers in and out of his gigs, you know.
They don't even know how to fly.
He's cancelled his upcoming Irish show after bashing up his nose in a helicopter accident. He compared himself to some of the legendary rock and roll stars from back in the 60s and 70s.
Well, they ended up dead from air accidents, so I wouldn't really say that.
he was comparing himself to all those guys. I think he's secretly chuffed that he's had a rock and roll injury. Like, falling out of a helicopter is rock and roll.
Now, he must have tripped over a step because he wasn't in the air. Like, he has a bump on his nose and his head. He can't have, like, at what height did he fall out of the helicopter?
I had an accident after the Isle of Wight Festival and I've bust my nose. I can't sing. The doctor told me to rest up. Apologies to all the people who've bought tickets. The show has been rescheduled. I will make it up to you, LG.
As you were.
He said, check this out. I fell out of a helicopter last night. You wouldn't write it. All of good rock and roll is dead. Keith Moon, eat your drum skin out. Come on, you know, LG. He always says, come on, you know. He just puts up a pint of beer and says, come on, you know. And I kind of go, I get it.
Come on, you know.
Oh, is that from a song, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So he's meant to be Belsonic, so rescheduled. All right. Well, get well soon, Liam.
It is like, you know, when he recovers and hopefully he'll be grand. Fell out of a helicopter. Yeah, rock and roll.
Good excuse if you're going to cancel bail on a gig, I suppose.
I know, he's big plasters. He's all smashed up. His face is all smashed.
I'd say Peggy's very worried about him. The other fella, probably not so much.
Dublin's FM4. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's Wednesday morning, 22nd of September.
All right.
How are you doing?
All right.
Speaking of those lads, One Direction are in talks for a reunion that's apparently happening. Niall has said he's into it. Sooner rather than later, they're saying now.
What about Zayn? Is he into it?
Zayn's gone. No, Zayn's left the band. Do you need to move on from that?
They all have one who's watching last night of the Spice Girls thing and Jerry Halliwell, big puffy eyes in her because she's all been crying.
Jerry Halliwell, Robbie Williams, Zayn. They're never coming back. McFadden, they're never coming back.
You can't say that to him. Robbie ducked in and out for that last.
Well, he came back.
Yellow album.
Yeah, they wanted him back. But like, Zayn is like unfollowed. Good luck.
Blocked. See ya, Zayn. Other news this morning is Ed Sheeran has finally announced that date that you were predicting.
Which one?
A Crow Park gig, Saturday 23rd of April. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 8 a.m.
I predict he's going to do two other ones as well. That's my other prediction.
Here?
Yeah. There's three nights available in April.
5 days later he's doing Parky Queeve, so he's hardly going home for 4 days. Well, maybe he would now.
He's
going
to do the three. Guaranteed. Wait, you see. I don't know anything, though. I'm just guessing.
Ed Sheeran.
ZZ Cops, right? Some Kerry Gardee. Gordie and Kerry.
Gordie.
Hairy-faced ones. They've been warned. They got an email to officers in the kingdom, and they said they're not in a Conor McGregor, ZZ Top, or Grizzly Adams lookalike competition. In a crackdown on grooming rule breaches. They fuzzy-faced cops down there.
Who upset their skipper?
They were unkempt, overly long, and not nearly trimmed beards.
So you're allowed to have a beard if you're in the guards, but you can't be growing a beard. So the way I have that...
A bit of stubble.
You can't have that as a guard. It looks sloppy, apparently. So you'd have to grow your beard on your time off.
And then what?
But then you can have a beard.
On the Sunday night before you're going back, you're shaving it off, are you?
But you still... No, you can have a beard, but it has to be a proper beard. And it can't then...
Oh, it can't be in between. What's the point of that?
I don't know. But the only thing... I'd be worried about if I was a guard, is you're given something else for a scrote to be able to pull.
They're also not allowed to grow moustaches. Why not?
Because they look ridiculous.
Well, I mean, some moustaches suit people. The email said some cops based in the southwest were displaying barefaced cheek in regard to the new rules. All members are reminded that the recent directive concerning beards and the growing of them and conditions
they
attached...
They don't all sound like that, Jim.
It has been noted that the members are taking the interpretation of the beard policy to expend... to be an unshaven and sporting beards that are somewhat unkempt, overly long, and not nearly trimmed as required.
And that's just the women.
Members are not to present for duty unshaven faces.
You can't. You're representing the state.
It is either established beard or clean shaven. I don't understand why you can't have him. If you're allowed to have a beard, why can't you have stubble?
Because it looks like you're not bothered. And if you don't look like you're bothered, how are you going to look like you want to bother to do your duties? It's the same with the fire brigade. Your neck has to be squarely shaved. Same with the army. You can't go in. You're in uniform. You're representing the state.
Yeah, I get it. But like, surely you should be no beards or beards.
There is beards. It just can't be Ronnie Drew.
No, you can be Ronnie Drew. But you can't be stubbly.
Unkempt.
They're saying Conor McGregor fuzz.
I saw him last night in his private jet. It's not that fuzzy.
Shave nothing.
Yeah, shave nothing.
Anyway, they've been sent an email. They better watch themselves.
I don't think it's just Kerry. I think that rule was brought in a few weeks ago. But maybe someone has been ignoring the rules down in the kingdom.
Yeah.
And a lot of videos have been released in the last little while. This one is a few days old, of the Gabby Petito case. And coroners have ruled in the last few hours that she was murdered. They found body at the weekend. So she was a 22-year-old YouTuber, Instagrammer.
Very sad. Somebody online worked out where her body must be before the police did.
I'm not sure.
It's the first time a case has been kind of solved like that. Somebody worked it out from where she'd last done her post from.
So they left to go across country in August. Now, the police have released the body cam video talking to her fiancé.
I had her phone and was trying to get the keys from her. So I was just trying to push her away. Let's just take a minute, step back and breathe, and we'll see if she got me with her phone.
So you kind of need to see the audio to hear it properly, but there's lots of videos coming out this morning.
Right, it's a very sad case.
It's one of those rabbit hole stories that you can go down and kind of be there looking at it for a long time.
Coming up, why cheese is actually good for you now, and somebody tonight could become the second highest millionaire of all time.
Just reminded me.
Yep.
17 million lids.
Yep, I'll tell you about it.
It could be me.
I think it's going to be Nobby, because he never normally does it. Nobby's going to step in tonight, win it all.
A blow-in lotto winner.
And look after every listener, aren't you,
Nobby? Oh, yeah. Of course.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104, 720. A listener has said, there's dying wasps in my bathroom. That's all.
What?
Yeah, the wasps are very dozy at this time of the year, so they'll come into your gaff and they'll be dodgy. That's how I got stung before, so just be careful.
Well, all I say is, everyone, I got a nasty bite nearly 2 weeks ago now. I'm grand now. My hand was three times the size it was. I'm hearing other people now saying, oh yeah, we're all getting bitten at the moment.
Do you ever see a Crash Bandicoot when he gets bitten by a bee? His head swells up.
Yeah, that happened to my dog a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like a different dog. So if you do... if you're into this nighttime stuff, you need to get yourself some sort of, like, cover up your face, cover up your head, wear long sleeves, don't have shorts.
This is if you're walking near.
It's this time of year, all these mozzies and all these other things are coming out at night, and you can get little net things that go over your hands even. Now, you look like a bit of a strange individual. Think of, like, fishnets over your hands.
Yeah.
Fishermen use them.
Wasps, like, come in your gaff, they're quite dangerous because they'll sort of settle down your couch or in your bed, and you get into your couch or your bed and they'll sting you because they won't know what's going on. So just be dodgy. A bit of washing up liquid in water, give them an L spray, and then that knocks them out, and then flushy.
Grand, yeah. Good man.
Don't stamp on them.
No. I mean, I always try and let insects free. No,
but you know, if you stamp on a wasp, they let off this thing. Some people say it's an urban myth.
They have a tracker in them.
I've experienced this. If you kill a wasp, they send out this signal.
They get the big brother after you.
And it's some kind of pheromone. They send out this thing that I'm being attacked, and all the other wasps in the area will just start stinging everything because they think they're under attack.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, don't stomp on the wasp.
It's the attack of the wasps.
Doesn't always happen, but I have experienced it, and where I had to close a window and there was like 1,000 wasps trying to get into my house.
1,000 wasps?
I'm not joking. Honestly.
So like there was a swarm outside your house?
There was a wasp nest in the house. I didn't know about it.
Like, 1,000 wasps?
I had to close the windows, and the wasps were banging off the window, and one got through a closed window.
Oh my God.
He squeezed
himself
through.
I thought
only
Santa could get through closed windows.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It was in my kid's bedroom. I was freaked. Everybody go in there and close the door. And I'm telling you, it's like something from a movie.
I had one wasp in an air vent in my extension. Right.
€17 million jackpot is the Lotto Dosh. Second biggest win ever is up for grabs potentially tonight.
Somebody, I hope someone in Kerry wins it now after you slagging them off.
Somebody in Tyrone wins it.
Oh.
No, I don't. I hope you...
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Who win it, Nobby?
So, 17 million, okay. So
what would you do with it? I think I'd be okay. I don't think I'd be one of these people that can't handle it, you know, that get into emotional problems and everything. I'd like to think that I'd be... I'm ready for it, like.
Yeah.
You know?
You've had the training.
I don't think it would change me.
17 million. How could it not change you?
I don't think it would.
Not change in a bad way, but it is going to change you.
You'd be the same person.
You couldn't be the exact same person with 17 million.
But see, here's the thing. I wouldn't put up stuff and go, here, look at my stuff.
No, I know that.
Some people would.
Yeah, but what I mean is, like, all of the money problems in your life that everyone has in some shape or form would just be gone. So even that would be a change, because you'd be less stressed.
It'd be great helping people out, wouldn't it?
I would, yeah, but like...
I'd love that.
You know,
helping people.
You won the ticket.
Yeah, but I'd help a lot of people. I'd sort people out. People I don't even know I'd help.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to lose it either, you know?
If you want a couple of quid if I win the Euro Millions or the lottery tonight, let us know.
So it's the Irish one, it's not the Euro Millions.
If you text me now, I'll give you a couple of quid if I win tonight.
What's a couple of quid?
I'll give you 100 if you text us.
Right. I won't even get you a night out.
Oh, what do you want? I don't know you.
Exactly. So just don't bother.
I'll give you a lot more than 100. I'll give you 200.
Grand.
Now, come here, cheese.
Yeah.
They're now saying the cheese is good for you, right?
Who's saying it, like? And how much of it?
Hang on now.
If you're in a fit and healthy state.
Well, no, so here's... Eating plenty of dairy could prevent a heart attack now. Says a new study. Now, don't forget, they used to say margarine was good for you.
It's very confusing.
And now you know that margarine is terrible. And it comes in a plastic tub. You might be eating the plastic tub. People who consume the most butter, cream and cheese may be less likely to develop cardiovascular disease, despite the fact that adults have been told to skip fat-laden dairy foods for years. Also, other fat, you know, fat from animals and, you know, all that kind of stuff, that's not as bad for you as previously believed.
Says who?
Lots of scientists. Dr. Matti Markelund from Sweden said, "We measured blood levels of fatty acids found in dairy foods. Those with the highest levels had the lowest risk of cardiovascular disease. These recent findings added growing evidence in favour of an unaltered full-fat food." So the full-fat cheese, full-fat milk, full-fat whatever you want.
And how could all these things that taste so good... I mean, generally in life, anything that's really, really good, there's always a catch, right?
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes when I'm basting my steak in a load of butter, I go, yeah, but I don't do this all the time. It's grand. Keep spooning.
Okay,
keep spooning.
Yeah.
But...
Too much of it. A little of what you fancy, you think. It's okay.
It's nearly like someone coming and saying, you know, crisps are really good for you. So knock yourself out.
No, you see, crisps are the bad fats.
I know. But like, you know what I mean?
These are good fats.
Where's the catch?
There's no catch.
I mean, it's amazing news if it's true.
I wouldn't be heating up butter. That's the only thing. I'd be putting a knob of butter on your steak and letting it kind of melt in.
I know you've got a spoon at
home. When we cook with butter, man.
That's got a high burn point on it. It's grand.
It doesn't, butter doesn't have a high burn point.
That doesn't keep moving it.
No, it doesn't.
You don't have to, it can be towards the end.
No, you cook it in
a
bit.
You're turning off the heat, like.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm just telling you.
I watch James Martin. He does it. He's grand.
Is he? Is he?
He's grand,
never,
yeah.
He's never improved as a presenter.
If I win an M4 for Nobby.
Oh, yes.
A Galaxy for Gem Gem. What's a Galaxy?
It's a Ford
Galaxy, is it? Thanks very much. You're very kind.
The Cadbury's Galaxy, is it?
If you wouldn't mind just getting me the M3, actually, it's probably more practical. Sorry to be picky.
What would you get? What would you get us, everyone? If you won 17 million tonight, right? As a thank you for listening to us, what would you get us?
People are saying already. Thanks, Jim. Good luck.
Yeah, I'll give you 100 quid.
Just for context, if you don't win it tonight, the EuroMillions on Friday is 130 million. So if you won both,
well, this offer is just for tonight's draw.
If you'd had both, you'd have almost 150 million quid.
Text us in. I'll give you 100 quid if I win.
While you swap us, while you give us, what will we give you? Someone said I'll give you back the cuddle mug.
I'll come back through these texts. I'll give you all 100 quid if I win tonight.
I'm going to play. I never play. I'm going to play today.
Come on, Nobby. What would you give me?
I'm in. I'd pay off your mortgage.
Good man, Nobbers. There's a deal. We'll shake on that.
I can't shake. I'll elbow you.
Yeah.
In the
okay.
face.
In the face with a chair.
It's 7:27 on F104. Can we just do a little survey here? If we got t-shirts that said 10 siblings, would people be interested in them?
He should sell them himself.
He should.
He should have his own merch.
Yeah.
But Tommy Bo, of course, as you know, he went on TV and you've seen the famous clip bouncing around and he did the 10 siblings and then there was, you know, the tragic story that was going with that book that they were talking about. But he's not the only time he's done
and
it.
The family did try and defend him. They said it was okay.
They found it very funny because it is a very funny book. But it's not the only time that he's put his rugby boots in his mouth.
Welcome back to Ireland AM.
With me, ex-Ireland international Tommy Bow.
I think you don't have to say that every time, Tommy.
I played rugby and I was great.
And then you joined Ireland AM. Anyway, coming up in Ireland AM, we're going to be talking about a fluffy rabbit called Bouncer.
Ah, I love rabbits. They're my favourite rabbits.
And the harrowing story of how he was shot dead by his owner's neighbour. That's coming up in Ireland AM.
Oh.
Stay with us.
Right.
Were you not at the pre-production meeting, Tommy?
I don't go. I'm in the changing room just flexing.
Coming up after 11 a.m, we're going to be talking to comedian Larry Jazz.
Oh, great. Can't wait for a big laugh. He's sure to have us rolling in the aisles.
And about how he had to tragically give up comedy because he rolled down a hill and fell into a well and was trapped there for several years in the dark.
Oh, he actually rolled down?
Yep.
I should really go to those meetings, shouldn't I?
Lovely day out there, Tommy.
Absolutely sterling. I've got the guns out there, girls. Check them out.
Well, if you're lucky enough, you got away this summer, but coming up, we're going to be talking about going on holidays in the west of Ireland.
Ah, there's nothing better than getting the family out in the west of Ireland, in the sunshine, me strutting along the beach with me guns out.
And the harrowing story of one family's cottage that slid off a cliff and into the sea where they were stung by jellyfish and then arrested for polluting the sea with the cottage.
Really?
And now they're in prison. Jeez. Yes, really, Tommy.
Oh, no. I've done another Tommy. That's what they're going to say. Yes, you've done a Tommy Bo.
You've done a Tommy Bo.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I should really rehearse.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock
on FM 104.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, Flight of the Conchords. It's back.
Yes. Well, I wish it was. It's an unusual one, this one, because it's Podgy's TV guy, but not on a Friday, because there's so much stuff being released this month. We have to do a bonus episode of a catch-up of what's to be watched, what's to be streamed, what's the movies, what's going on.
Is it the streamers driving this, Podge, more than the tellies?
What's the story, Muppets?
What is the story of home?
Oh, it's a bit of both there, Nobster. It's a bit of both, because there's lots on your tellies. Now, there's a few things that we're going to talk about that have already started, but you can get them on catch-up, or you can get the end of them, right?
Right, well, the bake-off started last night.
The bake-off is already on. I don't know who's going to win, don't ask me. Whoever you think's going to win will blow it in the final. Do you know what? It was on last night, it was on Monday night, it's on again tonight and tomorrow. UTV, 9 p.m. Manhunt, The Night Stalker. Have you seen any of this?
Night Stalker.
No.
It is Rapa. Martin Clunes is playing. It's based on a true story. He's playing the copper.
You said that when you were hunting someone, you always ask the question, what's important to them?
Victim is a 22-year-old female.
It's just the tip of the iceberg. We give this everything we've got.
Isn't it possible that there is a serial killer out there? People are scared.
You think I'm up to this?
You're as good for this as anyone.
Now you've ruined it. Every frame, every camera, everywhere she might have been.
It's a needle in a stack of needles.
Look at the devil.
Well, luck runs out eventually.
It's brilliant. He's just really good in it. If you want to get yourself a good old detective story, four in a row, they're all on the ITV player. One on tonight, one on tomorrow to finish it up. 9 p.m. Now, lads, there's another classic back as well. Never Mind the Buzzcocks is back, but it's on Sky Max.
And is Greg Davies the main presenter?
Greg Davies is in the hot seat.
Cool.
Your woman out of this country, Daisy May Cooper, is she's one of the team captains. Noel Fielding is on it. And your man that wrecks Greg Davies' head on Taskmaster, Jamali Maddox.
Oh, yes.
He's on it as well. He's like a permanent guest. I don't know what it'll be like on Sky, lads, but I'm going to give it a go.
So Sky Max, that's part of this new thing that they've done away with Sky One, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. You got that instead of Sky One. So if you had Sky One, you have Sky Max.
Okay, got it.
Funny thing, lads, it's on Monday nights on BBC Two at 10 o'clock. Alma's Not Normal.
I've got to be honest, Carol. I've got no qualifications or job experience, but I've got pizzazz, I've got charisma, and I think outside the box. I'm also capable of being in the box at the same time. I can do both, if you know what I mean.
Not really, no. Why don't you have any qualifications?
The truth is, for the first 7 years of my life, I didn't even go to school. I had my own key by the age of five. Fed myself, clothed myself, ran my own schedule. Think Mowgli with a mullet.
Tappy.
And when I did go to school, I was eventually excluded for arriving drunk in a bikini. I was just never much of an academic.
It's very funny. It's worth the go. Now, Greg Davies is back again.
What?
New Taskmaster starts on Channel 4 tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Budgie, is he your man crush?
He's very... Look, I only have to look at that bloke and I laugh.
He's right. Very funny, yeah.
He's such an awkward looking yoke.
On your marks, get set, task.
Oh, Taskmaster is back.
Let's meet the lemmings queuing up for a write-up on camera.
Five new comedians tasking like never before.
Oh, I like that.
Here she goes.
Task.
Coffee Alex.
Strike the soldier with your throwing paint.
Sit on a cake.
Oh, come on.
You guys are so stupid.
Your time starts now.
Honestly, what an adrenaline rush.
The new series of Taskmaster on Channel 4.
Tomorrow night at 9.
Give it the go.
Now, a couple of streamers for you. These are already started because the stream is coming on this Friday as well. So here's ones you can get into now on Netflix. Sex Education Season 3 has started.
Hey, sis. What's in your face?
It's a moustache. I've been growing it all summer.
I forgot to tell you, I saw Maeve the other day.
I don't need to know what Maeve is doing anymore.
Here are the students currently attending what has been dubbed the sex school.
Good morning, morning. How is everyone feeling today?
Really good.
I am your new head teacher. Seems that there are some students here who get a kick out of giving us a bad name. It changes today.
And on Apple Plus, The Morning Show, Season 2. A lot of people have been waiting a long time for this.
Ratings have been down. This network needs to clean up its act.
Five.
Try and get ahead of this coronavirus thing.
Four.
Someone should cover it.
Well, Bradley can do it.
Three.
Don't forget, this is your show.
And we're back.
Two.
I know I come with a history that not all of you love.
One.
9 months ago, you opened a door, and you need to walk through it now.
We had the girls on the show yesterday. Jen Aniston herself spoke to us.
Exclusive. Yeah, it's going to
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're going to
have Reese.
Reese Witherspoon, yeah.
And what was she like without a spoon? Good luck to you!
Good luck to you, Bo. There he goes. That is your midweek bonus edition. Why you should be streaming. What the hell pod are you doing on a Wednesday?
I'm all confused myself.
Yeah. We'll talk to you on Friday.
I think he's trying to get, he's in the Christmas club here. He's trying to build up his tokens or something.
He is, yeah.
Those PlayStation 5s won't stroke themselves.
Cheers, buddy.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. 10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie car insurance. Empowering Irish women every day. Visit misquote.ie.
Rachel has a job interview at 11am this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Would you like some tester questions for your job interview?
No, I really don't.
You don't want to test?
You're sorted for it, are you?
Oh no, I'm dreading it. I'm so nervous.
It's a promotional job, is it?
Yeah.
Do you not want to? We have promotional jobs. Do you not want to work here? It's better crack.
Yeah, of course. I'd love to work there.
You get to work with us, like.
I'd love to.
What time do I start? That should be your next question.
Yeah. They're going to ask you, why do you want to work here? That's a good one.
I'm not messing, but we do.
I know, yeah.
F104.ie. Find out all the details.
Well, let's see how she does in this first, yeah? This will be our interview.
Yeah.
So you're a first timer on this, Rachel. Do you understand all the rules?
Yeah, I think so.
10 questions. Give us a first answer correct to each one of them and you will get €1,000.
There's enough space for an exit 8 between Lucan and Nace, but they never bother to put it in. How Irish is that? Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Rachel, which sweary TV chef is known for his show Kitchen Nightmares?
Gordon Ramsay.
What sport would you be playing if you have a caddy?
Golf.
What time is 6 hours before 2 p.m.?
8.
What's the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
True or false, Niall Horan is left-handed?
True.
The Bake Off is back last night. Name one of the two judges.
Oh, pass.
Oh. What country has Hugo Lloris played for as a goalkeeper?
France.
Catherine Thomas is a presenter of what weight loss TV show?
Who, sorry?
Catherine Thomas is the presenter of what weight loss TV show?
Is it Operation Transformation?
Starting with the letter W, what's another name for a spanner?
Brent.
And who had a 2012 hit with Call Me Maybe?
Rebecca Black.
Oh, she was Friday. It was Carly Rae Jepsen. Jamie, you spelled that wrong.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
That's it. Carly Rae Jepsen. Good song, that. We met her. She's a very nice girl.
She was. She actually did a video and said, don't ever call me, guys.
Don't ever call me. We didn't ever again. And she never released anything. Prue Leith and Paul Hollywood.
Sorry?
Prue Leith and Paul Hollywood are the two judges on the Bake Off, which returned last night.
Oh, sorry, I don't watch it.
That's okay, don't be sorry.
That's alright, that's alright.
You're busy, you've got a job interview this morning.
You did very well though, I mean, if it wasn't for that and Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, they're the only two you got wrong. You've the highest score of the week, Rachel. So hold your head high and go into that interview and say, I got the highest score on FN4's Instagram this morning. So
I can't believe I didn't get Carly Rae Jepsen, I just went blind.
I know, well, it's one of those names you haven't heard in a little while, so it's just like,
Yeah, I haven't heard her in ages.
Come here, look, if the job doesn't work out, will you email hannahc@f104.ie?
Yeah, I'd love to work there.
Okay,
thanks
good.
So much.
Right, thanks. See you now.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Good morning, kids.
Kids in the car. Kids in the car. Everyone is a little star.
It's Wednesday, 8:41.
Early on the strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
Okay, kids, let's
see. Is that Officer Meow Meow, by the way?
No, Officer Meow Meow won't talk to me. He's married.
So who is that cat going rare?
Oh, that's a different cat.
Oh.
That's a lady cat.
Is it a smelly cat?
No, no. A lovely lady cat. Right, kids, what have you got?
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name is Alex, and I want to be in the military, play football when I'm older. Bye.
Oh, we were asking about jobs yesterday, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
My name's Lee, and when I'm older, I want to be a basketball player.
Oh, a lot of hoops to jump through to get that job.
My name is Daniel, and I want to be a gamer.
Yes, gamer's a good one.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, you know, it's difficult. You have to be very, you have to spend an awful lot of time practicing.
Hi, my name is Max and I want to be a superhero.
Which one? Hulk?
Superman.
Hi, Jim Jim and Nobby. My name is Callum and I want to be an ice cream man when I grow up. Bye.
Would you do lots and lots of sprinkles? Extra sprinkles, please.
My name is Piper and I'm and I would like to be, when I grow up, I want to be an excavator lady when, and I grow an excavator.
An excavator lady.
That is so cool, Piper. Well done. I mean, they're all cool, but that's really,
I'd like
cool.
A go of an excavator, all right.
Hi, Ginger and Abby. When I grow up, I want to be a doctor from Killian.
Come on, Killian.
Dr. Killian will see you now, please.
Some good ones.
I'm Ryan. I'm 9 years old. And when I want to when I grow up, I want to be an animator. Bye.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to do that, buddy,
for a minute.
Jim, Jim and Abby, it's Maya. When I grow up, I want to be a police woman. Bye. It's my birthday on Thursday and Friday.
Happy birthday on Thursday and
Friday.
How
did you get two birthdays?
Oh, that's so cool, having two birthdays in a row.
Gordy.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Abby. My name is Alex and I want to be, when I grow up, is a gaming programmer. Bye.
Wow. We got a gaming programmer. We got a gamer. Very good.
My name is Mason from Ballyferm. I play for Crumlin United Football Club. And when I grow up, I want to be a football player.
What was wrong with Ballyferm United? Why do you go to Crumlin?
He's going to play for Ireland.
Hi, we're Clodie and Logan. I'm Clodie and I want to be an animator.
All right.
And I want to be a policeman.
Good.
My name is Freddie Callahan. And when I grow up, I want to be a goalkeeper for Leeds United.
I could do with it.
Why Leeds?
Hi, Jim, Jim and Abby. It's Brooklyn Bell. And what I want to be when I grow up is a gymnastics teacher. Bye.
Good one. Really good.
Hi, I'm Kelly and I'm 4. When I'm a grown-up, I want to get a job like this. Is I want to be, when I grow up, a paleontologist.
A paleontologist, if you don't mind.
A gymnastics teacher, apparently the hours are very flexible.
A paleontologist, that's a big word.
I don't even
know
how to spell that.
They're 4 and they're saying they want to be a paleontologist. Unbelievable. Hats off.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
So the mathematics tour, still can't say it, is Saturday 23rd of April, Croke Park. Tickets on sale this Friday. Sorry, hang on. Whoa. Saturday.
Saturday
at 8 a.m.
So it's just, at the moment it's just one gig.
At the moment it is, Jim, but there's four spare days between Croke Park and Parky Queen.
Do you remember last time he played, he toured Ireland, like he did about 10 gigs in the end?
Yeah, and everywhere. No one complained about it.
So sad news this morning about the actor who was a Sex and the City star. If you're a fan of the show, you'll be well aware of him.
Stanford, played by Willie Garson. He's passed away at just 57 years of age. He was filming up to last week. There's photographs of Sarah Jessica Parker messing around with him on set, and they've already filmed it, so
he's
bits
in the,
of it.
He'll be in the new film.
He's going to be in it. And just weirdly, the first teaser now is knocking around this morning also.
That's strange.
The revolution will be televised. Here
we come. I'm going to grind these bones to make my bread.
Whoa, Nelly. How am I the bad guy?
Do you like this?
Is this a walk of shame?
And just like that.
Why are you in your costume?
This is a uniform.
Nicole Richie's hair went on fire when she was blown out the candles at her own birthday party. She was turning 40 and there were 40 candles. And obviously, I don't know if there was hair product or hairspray or whatever it was.
Hairspray, yeah, very flammable.
But it all went woof.
Woof.
Yes! The moment it happened.
Is that actually from...
She's okay though now. James Corden has upset BTS's army. What is this problem upsetting people?
That's a big army.
You don't mess with BTS's fan base. This is one thing that, you know, you should learn.
Maybe he's trying to get them to watch him.
Corden has done it. So 6 million people watched a YouTube video of the speech and song in just 5 hours. Here's what it sounded like.
The United Nations General Assembly kicked off this morning in New York City, and it started with some pretty unusual visitors. BTS were there. BTS visited the UN, and here's a performance they put together for the world leaders. Love it. It must be weird, though, for whoever uploads the UN General Assembly meeting to YouTube. And they're like, 15 million views! I knew that these trade tariffs would be popular. I said start with the trade tariffs. Although lots of people are saying, why are BTS? The world leaders have no choice but to take BTS seriously. At the end of the day, BTS has one of the largest armies on planet Earth. Historic moment. It actually marks the first time 15-year-old girls everywhere found themselves wishing that they were Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
What's going on with his voice?
I don't know. It's even more clear than ever.
It's going. His accent has changed again, and he's doing this thing with his voice like that, with his mouth is like that.
Wilson.
What?
Wilson. Tom Hanks has embraces two of man's best friends in the trailer for Finch. Oh no, it's going to be a dog who dies. It's just going to happen, isn't it?
Oh, don't tell me
it's
that.
It's like Turner and Hooch all over again.
Warning.
If we don't go before that storm hits, we'll die, all of us. As soon as you can walk, we're leaving.
One, two, one.
Now that's falling.
One.
We should be safe once we get into the mountains.
Other things will happen. Like 150-degree heat, UV radiation, and people.
Well, it's good news. The dog, Goodyear's a robot, so it'll probably be okay.
Phew. Dublin's F104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we can now zoom into the vehicle of famous actor, dancer, and tough nut, Ryan Andrews.
Tough nut.
How are you, man?
Hey, guys. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
He's too smiley to be a tough nut, Jim.
He is a tough nut. Have you seen this fella? He's doing Hell Week. And how close to hell has it been for you? Because I know you look after yourselves, but this is tough, yeah?
Oh, it was the worst experience. Like, everyone says, oh, would you do it again? Absolutely not. It was so, so tough. And I think what's great about the show is people actually see how hard it was, but the cameras were filming 24 hours a day, so we only had 1 hour sleep every single night.
Oh.
And literally 1 hour sleep, and we would be woken up in the middle of the night. We'd be thrown into plunge pools. We'd be getting shouted at, screamed at 4 a.m. It was really tough. It was really torturous. But what you get from the show afterwards is just that feeling of, you know, how far you got in the show. People have accomplished things, and, you know, it was challenging yourself and pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. So that's what it's all about, lads.
And what happens if you tell them when they're screaming at you, just, you know, I'm a famous actor, I don't need this. What happens if you tell them to get lost?
You don't, because when they're shouting at you and screaming in your face, like, there's a part in the first episode of people were watching, you can kind of see us all laughing and smirking. It's kind of like if you imagine you're getting in trouble in the principal's office and you're kind of like, oh, this is actually, after 5 minutes, there was no laughing and no smiling, because they're, you respect these lads so much and you nearly want to impress them. So you kind of find yourself nearly turning into an army ranger. So it's, the smiles went out the window, so there was no smiling for that week.
I was going to say, have you got any army mates that you got a bit of advice from? Or
yeah, I had one. So listen, right? So I had one army mate and I was like, oh, look, I can't really tell you what I'm doing, but there is an army show. He says, are you doing Hell Week? I was like, well, maybe. He says, oh, geez, I wouldn't do that. I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, they're the army rangers. They're tough, man. Yeah, no, I went for the course and I couldn't complete it. So I was like,
wow,
right, that's not a whole lot of confidence going into the show.
Yeah, I have a friend whose husband is an army ranger. And if anyone ever said anything that she didn't like, she would just drop that into conversation that, you know, she could have a red dot on your forehead anytime she wanted to.
But these lads are so tough. And that's what's great about it as well. The lads are so well respected. Like, the Irish Army Ranger Wing are so well renowned all over the world. So these are the real deal. They're not like impersonators, or they're not like, they're genuinely terrifying men when you're up front and close to them. So, yeah, the only bit of advice was to not do the show, basically.
Don't do the show.
Don't do the show.
And now, would you like to become an Army Ranger now? Has it put you off? The acting life is the life for you.
Well, to be honest, a week in Fair City, I'm not too sure which is worse, Hell Week or a week in Fair City. So it's a bit of both, but no, do you know what? It was actually by the end of, you know, the experience, everyone felt like they were Army Rangers, you know, because you get so kind of cocooned in that, you feel like, oh, I actually am part of it. And then you go back to the real world and you realize, no, get me back to the sets, dancing with the stars, the cha-cha, the glitz and the glamour. I think that suits me a little bit more.
Yeah, and a nice breakfast in the big canteen before you start a day on the St. Carrick's Town.
I tell you, the food on Hell Week, what people don't realise, like Rory Storrs was talking about it. Like Rory and there's Andrew Trimble, like Peter Stringer, like all these lads are like, they eat a lot of food like myself. We got an apple and a banana for breakfast and two scoops of porridge and that was it.
Oh,
and then we wouldn't eat until, if we were lucky, we would get a pot noodle. And if we were even lucky again, we might get one scoop of rice and one scoop of like a chicken kind of curry or something. And that was it for the entire day. So you're so malnourished and you're so tired. So coming to the end of the show, I won't give, you know, spoilers out, but everyone starts nearly kind of turning on each other a little bit as well, because, you know, you're so like
hangry,
tired and hungry. Yeah,
cranky, because you're a very kind of upbeat, happy kind of guy in real life. Did you lose it a bit?
Can I give a bit of a spoiler or?
Go on, yeah.
Basically, there's one part now, I don't know whether they'll show it or not, because look, there's so much has to be filmed, there's so many different candidates.
Who did you dig the head off?
Well. Yeah, or who digged the head off me?
Oh, okay. Right, well,
there we go.
Stay tuned to find out.
Wow.
Stay tuned, and you know, I don't know when it, but something happened. No, it's all part of it and stuff, but then I break down kind of, so physically I was doing well, mentally I was doing well, but the emotional side of things really got me, which I was not expecting and they didn't expect. So the emotional kind of side triggered me off and I got really, really kind of emotional on it. So it's mad what it does to you, the show.
Well, we don't know how you did. Best of luck in the show. But what we really want to know is when you got out of that torture, what's the first thing you went and had to eat?
Right, there's a canteen and I ate everything. There was these waffles that I normally wouldn't eat. I ate about 15 packets. I had two large pizzas, a spice bag, and I had a bag of chips as well. I wanted every takeaway possible to fill me up. So I lost about 6 pounds during the show, and on the first day, I put on around 10 pounds.
Wow.
Win-win.
That's a lot of takeaway.
You earned it. It was different. You earned it.
Yeah. So look, I said thanks so much, but it's a great show and I know it's getting a great reaction, so it's really kind of captured everyone's kind of attention, and I'm just very, you know, proud and grateful to be a part of the show, really.
Okay, well listen, best of luck on Hell Week, and we'll continue watching you on Fair City and wherever else you pop up.
Can anyone see you on any boards later on this year, this festive season? Yeah. Or
we're going to be going back on to the Olympia Theatre pantomime this Christmas, so we're delighted that the venues are back open and we'll have a live audience for the first time and like over 18 months, so that's going to be the Olympia Theatre pantomime, Ollie, Polly and the Beanstalk. A little bit different than Hell Week.
What happened to Jack? Did Jack get cancelled?
Jack got cancelled. Yeah, right. Jack got
cancelled. Cancel culture, Jesus.
Yeah. He's a thief. He's stealing eggs.
Ah.
Stealing beans and robbing golden gooses and everything. All right,
Jack
cheers.
Jack got cancelled, that's brilliant.
Ryan Andrews, good to talk to you, man.
Thanks so much, guys.
Cheers.
Love the show.
Fair
see you later.
To you.
Cheers, dude.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.